السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, the holy month of Ramadan is round the corner. Inshallah, if we sight the moon on Monday evening, inshallah the Tarawih will start in the Tuesday, we will fast. But if we cannot sight the moon on Monday evening, then we have to complete the 30 days of Shaaban, and the first Tarawih will be Tuesday night, and the first fast of the Ramadan will be Wednesday. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has granted us this great month, the blessed month, Sayyidu Shuhur, the master of all the months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month to reveal His most authentic book, the Holy Quran. And this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the holy month of Ramadan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed His final book, the Holy Quran, upon His most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. That whoever witnessed, whoever found the moon, the crescent of Ramadan, he must fast. So this is the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prior to this verse, Ramadan, fasting of Ramadan was not compulsory. In the old 13 years of the Meccan life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no month of Ramadan. They used to fast on Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. After revelation of this verse, after the migration, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, second year after Hijrah, this ayat was revealed, and through this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole month of Ramadan compulsory fasting. And in this verse, if you deeply understand and observe, you will find that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ. Whoever eyewitness the crescent of Ramadan, he must fast. There is no word of calculation or birth of moon or all those technologies has mentioned in the Holy Quran. It's clear cut message. Open up any Quran and read the translation in any language. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ شَهَادَ شَهَادَ مُشَاهَدَ مُشَاهَدَ eyewitness. So you have to go out and search for the moon, crescent. And that is the real sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala al-ma'in and all the awliya and predecessors after that. So they used to go out, they used to search the moon on the 29th of Shaaban. If they found the moon, they used to start fasting next day. If they couldn't find the moon, they couldn't see the moon, Then there was no debate, there was no argument, there was no quarrel or fighting. Nicely, they used to complete the 30 days of the Sha'ban, and the next day, Ramadan is to start. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. This is what the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to take advantage of this holy month, and every moment of the Ramadan is very, very precious and valuable. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended our lives, and inshallah, through His mercy, we will be able to witness this holy month of Ramadan. So this is a very great advantage for us. We don't know, last year there were so many, you know, brothers in our relatives were alive. But this year, they are not with us. They are gone. They are buried. Who knows next Ramadan we are going to see or not? There is no guarantee of life. You know, the corona, because of the corona, people are just dying right and left. We are hearing every day. People are leaving this world. So brother, don't waste any moment of Ramadan. It's so precious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, especially Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrated the hadith that on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered the Sahaba radiallahu alaihi wasallam and deliver a ceremony and encourage them virtue that the holy month is coming, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increasing the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed all the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the doors of gates of Jahannam and opened the gates of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is decorating Jannah for the believers every single day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increasing the reward. Rasulullah informed us every nafal act performed during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the reward equivalent to the farad. And every farad performed during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase to 70 times. And even the fishes in the ocean making dua maghfirah for the fasting person. And at least one dua of fasting person, Allah will definitely will accept. So before breaking your fast, make dua. Tahajjud time, make dua. Increase your ibadah. Increase your kalima tayyibah, durus sharif, istighfar. And ask, you know, forgiveness. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Jannah. And seek refuge from Jahannam. These are the things, my brothers, we have to do during the month of Ramadan. Now, I'm going to give some masail, inshallah, before we start fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this holy month, blessed month of Ramadan. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if my ummah realize what Ramadan really is, how great month it is, they would wish that the whole year should just be Ramadan. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if someone misses a single fast of Ramadan, one fast of Ramadan, and thereafter fast the entire year as a compensation for that missing fast, he will not receive the same reward he would have received for that one fast of Ramadan. There is no compensation. There is no comparative. There is no equivalent the days and nights of Ramadan. And during this Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us one great night. Laylun khayru min alfi shahar. That night is better in ibadah, in virtues, than worshipping 1,000 months. More than 84 years and few months. One night. But that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden. So we have to search for it, for that night. And the Taraweeh prayer of night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it tatawwu'an, meaning that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that we should perform the Taraweeh during the night. Now there are some rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, how we should take care of our fast from the morning till evening. So things which are permissible in fast and will not break the fast. A lot of brothers ask me about the COVID you know, test and vaccine. So the COVID-19 test in the mouth or nose by inserting a swab, it will not break the fast. You can have the COVID-19 test while you are fasting. You can take the vaccine while you are fasting. It will not break your fast. To check the sugar level and to take the insulin injection while fasting, as long as it is not taken directly in the stomach. So those brothers or sisters who are suffering from the diabetes, they can have the test, insulin injection, but they should not do in the stomach, rather they do on the head, on the hands or somewhere else. So it will not break the fast. To take any kind of shot or injection while you are fasting will not invalidate. It will be okay. To take blood test is permissible while fasting. Bleeding from the nose will not break the fast. Using eye drops during the fasting is okay. Some people have allergy while they are fasting. They need to use the eye drops. They can use it. Eye drops will not break the fast. It is okay to use the surma while fasting. You know, some people, that like black stone powder they put in the eyes, and it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's called surma. So if people are using that surma while they are fasting, that will be okay. It will not break the fast. It is okay to use halal hair products and body spray while fasting. You can use the body spray on your body. It will not break your fast. A wet dream. Sometimes you are sleeping, you have wet dream. That will not break the fast. You just have to perform the ghusl to become a pure. During the fast, if one has to take a bath, then only rinse the mouth and slightly take water into the nostril. He should not gargle or pass the water beyond the bones. Meaning, normally there are three farais of ghusl. One is gargling, the other one is putting the water into the nostril to the soft bone, and then pouring water on entire body. But during the month of Ramadan, while you are fasting, you should not gargle, because if you are gargling and water goes down the throat, anything goes down the throat will break the fast. So as a precaution, you should not gargle. Just make some little water in the mouth. Rinse the mouth only. Don't make it deep. And same thing, put little water into the nostril. Don't put so much beyond the bones. Similarly, while you are making wudu, be careful. Don't gargle. If you gargle during the wudu, your fast will break. Just rinse the mouth. And it is sunnah to use miswak while fasting. Meaning, miswak will not break the fast. Alhamdulillah, it is preferable that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to use miswak. So while you are making wudu, you should try to use miswak, because the whole day you are not allowed to brush your teeth. So that bad odor is coming out from the mouth. So it's better to use miswak, and it is sunnah. It is that so many benefits of using miswak. It will increase your salat. It's come in one of the hadith. If a person is performing wudu without using miswak, he will get the one reward of salat. But if he use the miswak while performing wudu and then he prays salat, the sawab will increase to 70 times. And the greatest benefit of using miswak is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a person who has a habit of using miswak for every salat, every time making wuzu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him tawfiq to recite kalima tayyiba on his last breath. Allah will give him tawfiq. So this is the benefit of miswak. So especially during the month of Ramadan, we should try to use the miswak. Cupping. If some brother wants to do cupping during the Ramadan, hijama, it is okay. It will not nullify the fast. However, if it will make him weak, then it is makruh, because they are taking out some blood from your body. And if that process will make a person weak, then it's not advisable. Then you should not do hijama, cupping. You should do after Ramadan. But if a person is strong and healthy, you want to do it, hijama and cupping while he's fasting, it's okay. It will not break your fast.
Cutting, some people think when they cut the nail or hair will break the fast. No. It is allowed, it is permissible to cut the hairs. You can have a haircut as long as Islamic, not the funny way in today's time people are doing. So cutting the hairs and clipping the nails will not break the fast. While you are fasting, you can clip your nails, inshallah. Taking a bath or shower will not nullify. Just, it's very hot day, people just want to get cool or, you know, they want to shower. While fasting is okay, as long as water doesn't go down the throat. That's only thing we have to keep in mind while you are showering, taking bath. Don't open your mouth and don't allow any water to go down your throat. Be careful. Now the things which will break the fast. We shouldn't do all these things while you are fasting. Number one, to eat or drink mistakenly. A person unmindfully ate something. He forgot that he's fasting. So Allah will make him maaf. His fast will not break. It will be okay. But person ate something and then so I was fasting, I already ate or drink something, now my fast is broken. And then second time he ate deliberately. That second time eating will break the fast. First time he ate was mistaken, with out of forgetfulness. That will not break fast, it will continue. But if you think, oh, my roza is already broken, now why should I stay till evening? Let me drink more, let me eat more. So now second time, deliberately, intentionally, he is eating. That second time eating or drinking will break the fast. Eardrops. While you are fasting, you cannot use eardrops. Eye drop, as I said, eye drop is permissible. Eardrops are not permissible. Smelling incense or perfumes while making wudu, any kind of smoke, is not allowed. While you are fasting, you cannot smoke a cigarette. Oh, I'm very tired now, let me just have some cigarette while I'm fasting. That smoke will break your fast. Don't put cigarette, as it is makruh, in Ramadan is more, sin to smoke the cigarette. So quit the cigarette while you are fasting. Nozzle spray will break the fast. You cannot use, if you have allergy, you want to use the nozzle spray, that will break your fast. Toothpaste or mouthwash, if it goes down the throat, then it will break the fast. So it's not advisable to use the toothpaste while you are fasting. You can just use the brush without paste, that will be okay. But if you put the paste on it or you use the mouthwash just to clean your mouth, that is not allowed while you are fasting. If a person had the asthma attack, his fasting was okay. All of a sudden, afternoon, he got the attack. And he's so heavily, asthma attack. So he can break the fast and use the inhaler or medicine, but he has to make the qaza after Ramadan. Because asthma attack sometimes is very, very severe. And immediately he needs something, inhaler or some medicine, to control himself, to protect his life. And if he say, no, I am fasting, and he doesn't take care of medicine, then before sunset, he will sit down. So to protect his life, it is permissible to use inhaler. But by using inhaler, his fast will break. But he will not be regarded as a sinner. And then he can make the qaza after Ramadan. Vomiting the full mouth, that will also break the fast. Now sometime we have the dental appointment during the Ramadan. This also people are asking. So tooth extraction, what is the mas'ala with regard to this? If the water from the cleaning dispenser or blood with the saliva goes down the throat, it will break the fast. That will break the fast. So, advisably, you should reschedule your appointment. If it is bearable, if you can do it after Ramadan. But sometimes the tooth is very, very painful. Person cannot bear it. He cannot wait for a few days. If you have to go to the dental appointment and you have to go to the dentist, then make sure that water, while they are cleaning, The water should not go down the throat, or the blood from the gums should not go down the throat. If it will go down the throat with the saliva, then his fast will break. He has to make qaza of it after Ramadan. Fidya. Fidya is Arabic word. It means compensation. Meaning a person is became extremely weak due to the old age or disease. He became weak because of the sickness or disease and has no hope of recovery, has been allowed by Sharia not to fast, but give fidya for each fast. And fidya in today's calculation, minimum is $10 per day. So if a person the whole month is very weak, fragile and very sick, and he is not able to do the fasting, Sharia say, okay, you can give the fidya, give the poor person $10 per fast, meaning $300 for the whole month of Ramadan. Kaffara. If a person, kaffara meaning it is a penalty upon a person who has started a fast and then break it intentionally, deliberately, without any valid reason. So he or she has to fast for 60 days continuously. That is the punishment by Sharia. You started fasting and then deliberately you broke the fast, ate or drink something. So this is the punishment for you by the Sharia, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now after Ramadan, he or she has to fast for 2 months, 60 days, continuously without missing any fast in between. If he missed the fast, then he has to start all over. Now, if a person is not capable to do it, then second option given by Sharia, that he must feed 60 poor people. He must invite 60 poor people, hungry people, and feed them 2 times, lunch and dinner. That will be kaffara. And the third option is, if he cannot find 60 poor people in one community, in one locality, in one town, what he should do? If he find one person poor or hungry or homeless person, he has to invite him for 2 months, 60 days, and keep on feeding him every day, lunch and dinner for 60 days, one person. So these are the three options given for those who deliberately break the fast and have to pay the kaffara. May Allah give us tawfiq. Brothers,